Orleans in 1851, the year after the rescue at Squam Beach. There'd been crop failures, famines, and revolutions in Europe, and immigrants were leaving by the thousands for America. One of these immigrant ships carried Gale Borden, an American who'd invented a concentrated meat biscuit. He was returning from the first World's Fair in London, where he had been honored for his invention. One day he was standing in the steerage with the captain while the ship's doctor tried to quiet a peasant woman.
Naomi.
Oh, please, madam, do not take it so hard.
What is she saying, Captain?
Her baby is going to die, Mr. Borden.
Oh, will someone tell her? Or tell her that...
What do you want, Dell?
Oh, nothing. What's the use? There's nothing I can do. Her baby needs good milk, and there isn't any.
I tell. Rosa, будь чеко, будь чеко. Я и не можем робить нич. Уна муж мать добре лекар.
Let's get out of here, Borden. There's nothing to be done.
Well, something should be done. Baby's dying because there's no milk fit to drink. It's terrible, Captain.
Well, our cows are as good as you'll find anywhere.
Well, if you'll pardon me saying so, Captain, the cow stables on this ship are as filthy as any I've ever seen.
Well, nonsense, Borden. You can't hire a personal maid for every cow. The milk pails are clean and the milk is served clean.
Yes, but it spoils quickly.
Yes, I admit that.
And if babies ever needed good fresh milk, it's on an ocean voyage when their stomachs are upset anyway. Something should be done, Captain. And I think I'm going to do it.
Well, what are you going to do? Quit making meat biscuits and start turning out milk wafers?
Maybe. Milk wafers. No. But concentrated milk that would do away with cows on ships? Why not?
What he had seen on board the immigrant ship was so appalling to Gale Borden that for the next 2 years he hid away at New Lebanon, New York, in a community of religious people known as Shakers. Here, in a fine laboratory where the Shakers made their own medicines, Borden experimented with condensing milk. One day he was talking to one of his Shaker friends in the laboratory.
Brother, you are sad.
I just can't find the answer, Dave.
But you wanted to condense milk, and you have.
Boiling the water out of milk condenses it all right, but it still spoils. And those immigrant babies must have pure milk.
You'll have to find out why it spoils, then.
Say, pure milk. Pure milk. Pure, pure. Maybe the reason milk spoils is because there's dirt in it.
If you could be sure of that.
I can. Look at these jars right here. All of this milk was condensed the same day, and look at it.
Some still looks good. Some is already spoiled.
Exactly. And that milk came from 3 different farms. I'll bet the milk that isn't spoiled came from the farm that has the cleanest cows and the cleanest barns. Come on, Dave. Okay. Let's find out right now if I'm right.
Borden's hunch was right. Clean cows and clean barns meant clean milk. Milk that did not easily spoil. Then began the long, tedious job of finding out how to keep dirt out of the milk.
Dirt, old-timer? But I thought germs caused...
Oh, germs were causing the milk to spoil, of course. But Borden knew nothing of germs. No one did, until Pasteur discovered them some years later.
I'll bet Borden didn't know either that the rich condensed milk was just what every germ floating around in the air was looking for.
He didn't, but he suspected dust. And to keep out dust, he tried boiling his milk in a vacuum pan. That was a closed cylinder the Shakers used for making maple sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
All he needed then was to protect milk from the air while it was being condensed.
Principally that, plus sanitary dairying. Here we are now. Look, right here by this wall. This is the original Borden vacuum pan.
Why, it's just a great big copper ball on legs.
Yeah, with a trapdoor on top and a window in its side. It looks something like the gondola of a stratosphere balloon.
This single invention gave the world condensed milk and has saved thousands of babies and grown-ups, too, from the risk of sickness and even death that goes with drinking impure milk.
Today, of course, making condensed milk is big business.
Yes, and it was back there, too, especially during wartime. During the Civil War, the government commandeered the entire output of the Borden factory. And then during the World War, 1 billion cans a year were sold. It was the ideal way to get milk to the soldiers at the front.